Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Missions Monday, Monday, March 20th, and I'm excited to talk to you about the youth ministry trip to the DR at the end of this podcast. But I have to warn you, this is a very long passage, but I want to read every single word. Because one, I love the book of John, and two, because this is so rich as we're reading this passage in context of the wilderness rebellion. Remember in the wilderness, the people cried out against the Lord. They wanted food and he sent them manna, which was bread from heaven. Well, all throughout John chapter 6, there's this idea of Jesus Christ being the true manna. He provides bread, and he is the bread of life. I want us to think about Jesus as our spiritual sustenance. And unlike the manna from heaven that we saw in the book of Numbers, and then the bread that is multiplied here in this passage, Jesus will not spoil or leave us hungry again. This metaphor of Jesus being the bread is taken further and further in this passage, revealing that this bread is his flesh, we'll see at the end of this passage, to provide life for all who believe. And whereas those who ate the manna in the wilderness still died, those that take part in the bread of life by faith will never truly die. John chapter 6. The title says, Jesus feeds the 5,000. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs he had performed on the sick. Then Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover feast was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed it to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed 3 or 3.5 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give us that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." At this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread who came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here's the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world." Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. Then Jesus replied, Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil. He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him. Hey, thank you for listening along to that very long passage, but wonderful passage in John chapter 6. Today is Missions Monday, so we want to focus in on a mission trip that our youth ministry and chaperones are taking to the Dominican Republic to work with our very own Ann Peyton Baker at Casa Monte Plata, which is a home for children who need respite, and also there's a school there as well. They'll be going May 28th through June 2nd, and they need our help. They're doing several fundraisers. One is they're selling delicious cookies by the dozen. So if you want to buy some of those, let me know and I'll get you connected with the youth. Also, there's a mission trip page where you can find out more about this. It's not too late to sign up if you would like to go and be a part of this trip. One other thing I'll mention is they're going to have a fundraiser called Dinner at Home, and students will sell dinners for four people, and the dinner is $50, and then they'll deliver it to your house on Sunday, April 23rd. So find out more about that by going to the website or by letting me know, and I will get you signed up. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for the living bread that has come down to us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We look to him with thanksgiving and praise and belief. Thank you, Lord, that he is the true bread, the true manna that does not spoil. We pray, Lord, for those who are planning to go to the Dominican Republic this summer with the student ministry trip. We ask, Lord, that you would bless them and help them to see you at work in their midst. As they meet with the children that are at Casa Monte Plata, open their hearts to what you are doing around the world. And help them to desire the true bread of heaven. Help them to be ministers of the gospel, and also, Lord, prick their hearts for something greater than what this world has to offer. Help them to see that giving of themselves so that others can flourish is truly one of the main tenets of our purpose in life and in faith. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.